you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Fresh Air with Terry Gross coming up at noon. And today's interview is with Yousef Salam, one of the five men exonerated in the Central Park jogger case. He has a new memoir, Better Not Bitter, Yousef Salam, on Fresh Air with Terry Gross in just 20 minutes here on KPCC. Right now, we talk about women in the craft beer industry. Craft beer is going through what some have called its Me Too reckoning. A production manager at Notch Brewing in Salem, Massachusetts, started sharing a large number of stories of misogyny, even sexual assault and workplace discrimination against women in the beer world. She did this on her Instagram account. It actually led to the firing of a staff member at the San Diego brewery Modern Times, and the CEO there stepped down after there were complaints that the CEO had mishandled the complaints against members of the team there. The question is, what's happening in the world of craft brewing? What are the roles of women who are heading many of these companies and important contributions, but also challenges? Joining us is the co-founder and director of brewing operations at Three Weavers Brewing Company in Inglewood, Alexandra Noel. Thank you so much for being with us today. I want to start with the important role of women in the history of craft home brewing. As I understand, it largely was women who were creating these brews early on.
That's correct. And hello. Hi. You know, since beer was often more sanitary than water, these low alcohol and like nutrient rich fermented offerings were commonplace in households for centuries. And so brewing was being considered a household task. You find it as far back as hunter gatherer societies, women being the keepers of the home, and they were encouraged to be brewers and tavern keepers.
And do we know when that changed, when this became a male-dominated work?
There's been a lot of different occasions throughout history, but really it was capitalism and the commercialization of brewing that was the main catalyst in the shifting of the gender dynamic. And we see the corporatization of brewing happening as early as ancient Egypt.
All right. So is this something you see as part of your work in the brewing industry, is telling this story to people?
Occasionally, for those who really want to know the history of it. I mean, it's such a rich history, and you know, we can talk about beer having a place in society as early as the modernization of what we think of as society, and grain being planted to produce bread and beer just to keep us going, just to create what we know as modern society. So I do see it as a pretty important part of the history of a brewer.
At Three Weavers Brewing in Inglewood, you've got your company there, so you can, you know, create the kind of culture that you want to have. But when you deal with this male-dominated industry, what's that like for you as a woman who has your own brewery?
It really, you know, it depends. Yeah, we are fortunate to have a bubble here at Three Weavers. Female founded and led, Lynn Weaver is the other, is the founder of Three Weavers. And so we found it crucially important for equality and inclusion to just be like the major tenet of how we operate the business. Of course, it's been difficult over the years. Still now, I mean, it took me many years to work out of people referring to me as a female brewer and just, you know, giving me respect as a brewer, regardless of gender. And you know, I think we find, sure, it happens in the industry, but it seems to be more commonplace with our consumers.
So, and share with us what sort of treatment you've either received or witnessed from customers that was highly inappropriate.
Well, I mean, I can't necessarily go into the highly inappropriate stuff. I'm not one to be on a witch hunt in what's happening right now. However, it's super common for someone to walk into the brewery and see me behind the bar and their eyes seek out the largest beard in the room. Like, And there's been situations where the person with the largest beard was also the one with the least amount of experience. And this was at a point in time where I took a lot of these things very personal. You have to, and it sucks to say this, but you can't take everything personally, as wrong as that is. The behavior shouldn't exist in the first place. But I was just deeply offended that they wanted to talk to the person with the least amount of experience when I could run down every aspect of our operation. And it does become very disheartening, and you start to question your role, your validity as a woman in the industry. And it there's a lot of trauma that I think that many of us have had to just push really deep down inside just to ensure that we're able to succeed in this industry.
We're talking with Alexandra Noel, co-founder and director of brewing operations at Inglewood-based Three Weavers Brewing Company. Also with us, the co-founder of Eagle Rock Brewery. She's also founded a women's beer forum, Ting Su. Thank you so much for joining us, Ting. What have your experiences been as a woman in this industry?
Well, not dissimilar to what Alex has been through. We founded Eagle Rock Brewery back in 2009, was when we actually opened our doors, and really similar experiences in the sense that at that point in time, it was a really small team. It was essentially myself and my partners, and so I was still there brewing in the evenings. I still had the day job in healthcare, and then working in the tap room, and it was very much the same experience where you get discounted quite a bit with regards to beer knowledge and people generally seeking out the first male that they could see behind the bar rather than trying to interact with the woman that's behind a bar when you're at a brewery and if it's somebody who really wants to know a bit more about the beer and the brewing process.
Do you ever have the experience where you're describing characteristics of different beers you're offering and there's a male customer starts interrupting to be the expert?
100%. That happened more frequently than not, which actually led to the founding of the Women's Beer Forum.
And so share how the forum, what its purpose is and the way that women in the industry are able to use it.
Essentially, the Women's Forum was founded to create a space where, one of the very few spaces within the craft beer world where women were the main players. So we have an educational forum where women could come through and learn about the historic basis of the beers, different styles, and even brewing processes. And in a female-dominated space, female-led space, and so essentially creating a safe space, so to speak. We've had everything from, primarily consumers, but then we also have a lot of pro brewers that come through as well. And so it's nice to just kind of have that interaction. I have guest speakers out, and so there's kind of a lot more conversation that goes around it, but in a way that isn't so dominated by male voices.
We're talking with Ting Su, co-founder of Eagle Rock Brewery. She also founded a women's beer forum there. Ting, Alexandra was just talking about, some of the challenges in dealing with customers. And obviously, you want to have good relations with your customers. But at the same time, it can take a heavy toll on staff to accommodate and overlook poor behavior. And I understand you have the view that the customer isn't always right and that your employees are empowered not to accept mistreatment.
100%. We encourage all of our staff, regardless of whether they be male or female, if they're put in an uncomfortable position, to be empowered essentially to tell people that it's inappropriate and also to invite them not to come back. The few dollars that we're going to make off of them is much less worth it than losing good staff or having any of our team feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
We'll continue our conversation with women at the forefront of craft brewing. Alexandra Noel of Three Weavers Brewing and Inglewood Ting Su of Eagle Rock Brewery. Coming up, we'll talk with Lori Gutierrez, who's vice president of SoCal Cerveceros, which is a Latino-based homebrew club. She is also an event representative with Sierra Nevada Brewing. And we'll talk with Frances Michelle Cannon, executive director of the L.A. County Brewers Guild. We'll hear what they have to say about women in craft brewing. We'll be back in just 1 minute on Air Talk. Just a quick update on the terrible incident in San Jose that unfolded around 6:30 this morning. An employee opened fire at a rail yard of Valley Transportation Authority. The suspected shooter was an employee of VTA, which is just across the freeway from San Jose Mineta Airport. The suspected gunman shot and killed 8 individuals. The gunman is also dead. A number of other injured employees were transported to local hospitals, and the attacker has been identified, as I said, as an employee of Valley Transportation Authority. We'll have more details coming up on 1 o'clock with the first NPR feed of the afternoon from All Things Considered. It's All Things Considered with Austin Cross at 1 right here on KPCC. We continue focusing on women in craft brewing with the vice president of SoCal Cerveceros, Latino-based Homebrew Club, Lori Gutierrez. Lori, thank you very much for being with us. Again, as I asked our first two guests, just briefly, your experience as a woman in this industry, what's it been like?
Well, I'm in a Latino-based homebrew club, which sort of focuses on inclusion and diversity. So that really gave me an in and gave me like a supportive community and really helped me flourish as not only a homebrewer, but as a craft beer drinker.
All right. And specifically, what are some of the things, since it is Latino-focused, the homebrew club, are there any aspects up there that are particularly cultural or that come into play with the members of the group?
SoCal Cerveceros has kind of a large range where we have people all the way down in San Diego and all the way up through Santa Barbara. So I just think the vibe of Southern California being primarily Latino just naturally plays in, so it's difficult for me to kind of pinpoint something like that.
And how dominant is home brewing in terms of males? Are they largely the ones who fueled the rise of this current period of home brewing?
I don't know. I think home brewing's popularity has definitely shot up during the pandemic. But in terms of home brewing being kind of male dominated, as Alex had said earlier, you know, women, it's part of quote unquote women's domestic work. And, you know, even Thomas Jefferson, his big claim to be a home brewer, you need to realize that it was his wife that was overseeing much of that task. And in home brewing, even like the home brewing Bibles that we read, Randy Mosher books, Charlie Papazian books, even the narrative is sort of male-dominated. So I don't think I would be where I'm at, like, in my homebrewing trajectory if it wasn't for the women that I've specifically surrounded myself. If it wasn't for knowing Alex or going to Tingsbury or just knowing that there were a lot of really supportive women beyond all the men trying to knock people down or whatever.
And what do you say to women who approach you, say, you know, they're interested in learning about it and taking it up? Are you finding that particularly during the pandemic, there have been more women who've been seeking information and wanting to do this?
Definitely, definitely. And the more we realize that, I mean, also it's brought to light that what we do have are women's brew crew. We have Modern Brewsters, Women's Homebrew Club on Facebook. I also co-host a home brewing podcast with another amazing woman, Tyler Sadler. Just being in that, people have been like reaching out more and more, so it's really nice. And to somebody who wants to learn more about brewing or home brewing, like DM me. Or there's lots of pages and groups that are particularly focused on women.
We're talking with Lori Gutierrez, who's vice president of SoCal Cerveceros, a Latino-based homebrew club. And the podcast she just referred to that she co-hosts is the Brewed Up podcast, which focuses on homebrewing and craft beer. Also with us, executive director of the L.A. County Brewers Guild, Frances Michelle Cannon. She's the associate editor of a craft beer news site and podcast, The Full Pint. Frances, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. As someone who's in a leadership position in the LA County Brewers Guild, how has that been for you as a woman holding that position?
It's been incredibly challenging. It's been an emotionally draining week for all of my colleagues in the community. But I have the added complication of being in this uniquely leadership position. So, you know, I didn't have the benefit of turning off and processing in enough time. So we've been, you know, trying to stay on top of the narrative and make sure that we are doing everything that we can at the guild level to support our community, even preemptively, you know, by creating a resource list and, you know, hosting forums to discuss these types of workplace harassment issues that, you know, have always existed, but until most recently have been swept under the rug for many years.
With Modern Times being a prominent California-based craft brewery, do you think that, you know, what's happened there with the firing and the stepping down, that this is going to lead other craft brewers to take these issues of gender discrimination or even assault seriously and come up with you know, clear protocols and ways of protecting the women who are important parts of these companies?
I certainly hope so. I think that having all of this put into the spotlight really does wake up folks who may or may not have ignored past occurrences at their workplace, may have also shaken up people who thought that they had, you know, their anti-harassment clauses and their employee handbooks or their code of conducts. Like, you know, they have those systems in place, but they didn't think about how to handle things such as reporting incidences, when to tap in a third-party human resource to mediate or counsel a situation. Craft breweries are predominantly small businesses, and a lot of our, you know, by the bootstraps mentality comes from just constantly wearing many hats. And unfortunately, things such as, you know, an HR protocol slip through the cracks. And so while we do have a chunk of folks who are just bad actors in the industry who have their own issues where it comes to, you know, gender bias or discriminatory thinking, we also have business owners who probably had great intentions for their workplace, but didn't think ahead of how to protect their employees. And so we're kind of at that crossroads right now where we are all acknowledging that we all have to do better, even the companies that aren't going through any of these accusations or any of this, you know, messiness. We're all kind of turned on right now to the idea that we need to be vigilant in making sure that we are providing a safe and equitable place to work.
Thank you so much, Frances Michelle Cannon, Executive Director of the LA County Brewers Guild. Also, my thanks to Lori Gutierrez of SoCal Cerveceros, Ting Su of Eagle Rock Brewery, and Alexandra Noel of Three Weavers Brewing Company in Inglewood. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is coming up next on KPCC. Also, want to invite you to join me for our second Film Week and Chill event when we talk about the movie Airplane from 1980. We'll play some hilarious clips from the film. The three writer directors will be joining me in conversation. We have a member of the cast who's going to be with us to talk about the filming of Airplane. So see the movie, then join us Thursday evening, June 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Make your reservation, kpcc.org/in-person.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.